Here's an example of when you know you're dealing with the right guy. World Relief years ago, Dan, who I know well, comes out, meets with me, and he's the director of Central Africa, grew up in Burundi, his dad was a missionary surgeon there. They come and meet with me in this office, and there's two guys with Dan from World Relief and a couple of development guys, you know. And I say to Dan, if we gave you $10,000 in Rwanda and Burundi, your Central Africa work, what would you do with it? He thought about it. He says, you know where we're at right now? We really couldn't use most of that. You should have seen the other two guys. They almost dropped dead of a heart attack. He said, we could very constructively use whatever figure. He said something like $3,000 for this project. Now, 6 months from now, we're looking at a situation where building of a certain facility that's going to house this, that's going to do this, it's going to be a training center for pastors, that's going to be a this, that, or whatever it is. He says, possibly, I'll let you know if you want me to. So what I did when I saw the other guys almost faint was say, this is why we give a lot of money to World Relief, because I know there's somebody like Dan who won't say, you never turn down money.